We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, so yeah, we're back right now, and that was a cool aside. That was a little rabbit trail, not on the triple dipper, but I got, you know, Brian Taylor and I have known each other for a number of years, and you know, it's kind of crazy. Just the happenstance situation is that I've got this, you know, ability to reach out to a friend who happens to be in the middle of one of the most, you know, amazing legal challenges, or at least administrative challenges so far, to an election result. And I don't know where it's going to go yet, but I'm curious. So we're going to keep our eyes on that one. Just understand this. Elections are what they are until they aren't. Does that make sense? Boomer, I'm not sure that made sense, man, but I'm just going with it. Just laughing at me. But the reality is this. There is a legal right to challenge under certain conditions. It does not mean you'll prevail on the merits, like I said. But do not think that because, you know, someone doesn't like you challenging does not mean you don't have a right to challenge. Well, we'll see what Kimberly Butler does. But I do think it's necessary, though, for future generations to understand, in the case of her situation, what did that mean for us? Right now, we don't know. Right now, we don't have anything that says, here's what happened. Here's why we're not going to hear this any further. We don't have anything. All we have is a no. And I really wish that the steering committee had sort of been more specific and elucidated a bit on the whys and the whats and the wherefores. All right. Hey, listen, before I jump any further, I got to tell you, I was over at ZLA Solutions yesterday. You hear me talking about them on the show all the time. In fact, I need to get Andrew Ford to come back in. I just need to do that. Andrew Ford is one of the principal guys over there at ZLA Solutions. They came by and saw the new studio the other day. They were talking about it. They've got offices all around North Alabama. So they've got offices in Rainbow City, in Cullman, in Huntsville, in Birmingham. And they are literally doing an amazing job right now at putting people back to work. So ZLA Solutions, you can find them at ZLAUSA.com. I even went on their website again yesterday just to double check some things. They've got jobs posted right now all over North Alabama. Good jobs. If you're looking for a job, go to ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs paying in the upper teens. They had the other day, they have jobs at $20 an hour. But here's the thing. If you're an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your own workforce, ZLA Solutions, they do not play, y'all. They are doing an amazing job at putting together workforce for employer groups. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, you check them out. ZLAUSA.com is their website. I like to say, they like to say, at ZLA Solutions, we don't make it, we make it better. And they do. That's their mission in life, is to make your business better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And please tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. I get the biggest kick out of that. All right. So next topic on the Triple Dipper, I'm going to be curious what your thoughts are on this. And I'll be opening the phones up if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. And by the way this works is currently the way we are set up, the Birmingham market, we know, by the way, Birmingham signal transcends, you know, it goes way beyond Birmingham. When we're broadcasting every day from 2 to 4, we're everywhere across North Alabama. The last hour of the show, we switch over just to our Huntsville market on 92.5 FM 770 AM WVNN, which is a Cumulus station. We are currently right now broadcasting on that plus WXJC 101.1 FM and WYDE 850 AM, which is our Crawford stations as well. At 4 o'clock, we drop Crawford and we just stay with Cumulus. Crawford has some additional programming. My friend, Greg Davis, that has the Priority Talk show right after me on Crawford, does a great job. He and I come back and forth on each other's shows. So at that point, I guess you get to pick. And right now, too, I mentioned earlier in the show, we're live streaming this thing. So we got the video up right now. The website, rightsideradio.org. You can go to the website and watch me get animated and wave my hands in the air while I'm talking into the mic. The technology is just crazy. And Boomer is sitting here running that board. Copper's running the other board. We could put a man on the moon with the stuff we got, Boomer. I'm just saying. It just, he's laughing, but it's true. In fact, I'm pretty sure we have more technology right now in this room than they had in the lunar, you know, modules that dropped on the moon. And Houston, we do not have a problem. So just say it. Hey, the next part of the Triple Dipper, here's where we're going. I'm calling it, are armed schools safe schools? It's a question. Are armed schools safe schools? And it's not just, by the way, it's not just SROs, school resource officers. You know, Alabama has a thing called the Alabama Sentry program that allows for administrators in school systems to be armed, or at least to have a weapon in a safe they can access should there be an issue. It's a voluntary program. Is it a good one? You tell me. Situation we saw in Uvalde, Texas. I mean, I look at that and think, God, I wish somebody had been there that could have taken that guy out when they had the chance. For that matter, looking at some of the video, I wish the police had been a bit more aggressive. Not a bit more. I wish the police had been aggressive because they were standing in the hallways just almost, I hate to say it, but almost cowering. Like they kept running back. I'm thinking, my God, fellas, it's children. And oh, by the way, that was not a Navy SEAL operator in that room. It was a kid with a rifle who was killing other kids. But what about armed schools in Alabama? How do you feel about it? We'll open the phones up after the top of the hour, and I'm going to love to hear your thoughts on this. 866-494-9866 is the number. I will tell you this. I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment, and I'm a firm believer in concealed carry and you know, the Castle Doctrine, defense of your home. And I have no problem, by the way, with armed teachers. There's a level of competence that needs to be arrived at. Competence and confidence are important. You are listening right now to the voice of a guy who has been shot on a gun range by somebody who did not know what they were doing well. So yeah, I got the scars I can show you. I can still remember seeing the guy turn around with his weapon and do what's called a negligent discharge, and I was on the receiving end of it. That being said, in a situation where there is someone shooting kids in a school like fish in a barrel, I'm of the mind that, you know what? Go ahead and take what you got. Arming teachers doesn't bother me, but does it bother you? 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More to come. We'll be back.
Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk radio show, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams from the Right Side Studios here. Local, state, national, all the issues, man. We cover them, and we are solid conservative and just plain right. All right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Hey, phone lines are open. It's Friday afternoon at 4:07 right now. 866-494-9866. I am curious, what do you think? Should we arm teachers? How do you feel about it? Love to hear your thoughts on it. Pro or con? Ain't no scunion being wrought on you if you disagree with something I'm going to say on this, because this is a touchy subject. And this is one that, by the way, has some gray area. And, oh, by the way, you know, I've been in a bad position before where I've been shot by somebody who was less than competent with his firearm. So I get the dangers firsthand, I can just tell you. I got the scars to prove it. But that being said, we saw the thing in Uvalde, Texas most recently, where, you know, just even the most minimal of interactions might have changed things. And I can't help but wonder what would have happened had they had, you know, a very active SRO in that school, or what would have happened if the teachers had been armed, or at the very least an administrator, what would have happened? And truthfully, you look at that, by the way, you look at that situation in Uvalde, Texas, and the videos that we're seeing now being released about the way law enforcement reacted, and it's awful. And I am, by the way, I'm one of the last people in the world who would ever want to criticize anybody in uniform responding to an emergency event. And oh, by the way, if you've ever been shot at before in a wartime or police setting situation, it's not a natural situation, if you know what I mean. So I get that. I get the sense of urgency. I get the extreme nature of the moment. I get the nerves. But I also get the fact that kids were dying and they had a job and they didn't do their job very well at all. So if the police couldn't do their job wearing body armor and carrying weapons and with the, you know, the hours of training they're required to go through for reactions and for firearms and for shoot, don't shoot drills and that kind of thing, then yeah, I get it. Teachers, they're not there for that. So by the way, I am not suggesting mandatory arming of teachers. What I am suggesting, though, is that there may be people who are extremely well-versed in firearms, firearm safety, and the use of firearms, who may even have a military background or a law enforcement background, or for that matter, they're a competition shooter on the weekend and they feel very comfortable and it's like second nature to them. Shouldn't we have parameters in place that allows for that? I mean, if we have someone who can go through a course and demonstrate their skill to the satisfaction of law enforcement and they can be deputized and then have a firearm in the classroom, why are we not? I don't know. I'm curious your thoughts on it. 866-494-9866. Well, let's talk about this for a minute. Safe schools. Are armed schools safe schools? Not necessarily. I think it's not necessarily. But are armed schools safer schools? I would say yes. If the bad guys know that the teachers are armed, they're less likely to come in trying to make a scene. If the bad guys know that the household is a firearm-owning household, they're less... Now, I talked to you last week about Kennesaw, Georgia. 1982, little town of Kennesaw, Georgia, put a local ordinance in place that required every household to have a firearm. They have the lowest crime rate in Georgia. I'm just saying. Their violent crime rate is like 2% or less. And they're right next door to Atlanta. So, yeah. But arming teachers, is it the way to go? Story on AL.com, dated today, or yesterday, actually. Story on AL.com, Alabama's largest school system considers creating its own police force. That's interesting. So Alabama's largest police public school system is looking at ways to beef up security, from creating its own public safety division to adding more than six times the current number of school resource officers to arming the dozen officers that already patrol the halls in Mobile County Public Schools. First of all, I take issue with the fact that police officers are assigned to a duty and not allowed to be armed. But right now, SROs in Mobile County are not armed. That's a bad decision. Now, that being said, this is interesting. You know, college campuses have their own police forces. Do we want multi-jurisdictional police overlap? I don't know. I'm not a law enforcement officer. I could see where there could be some overlapping issues. I could see where there'd be some jurisdictional issues. You know, chase, don't chase. Have we gotten into your lane? Do we have immediate authority, or do we have to call first and ask for authority to come into school? I'm just going to say there's things that have to be overcome in that from both a legal and a logistical background. But interesting that Mobile is considering creating its own public safety division and basically fielding their own SROs. All right, I got callers on the line. Let me jump over to line three. Colin from Decatur. Hey, Colin, Phil Williams. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, Bill. I wanted to chime in there. You asked, you said you didn't want to put any pressure on law enforcement there. As former law enforcement myself, and I know how most of the training goes for school shootings,
yeah,
everyone that didn't immediately engage should turn their badge in. That is what you do. You engage. Now, as far as arming teachers, I'm completely fine with it as long as they could meet, you know, the minimum A-post certification requirements for the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
I actually have a very good friend of mine who was a teacher. I'm not going to say his school district or anything because it didn't make the news. I don't want to get him any grief, but he's retired military. He was a teacher. They had someone come in and try and cause a school shooting, and he went on the offensive and stopped it.
Wow. There you go.
That is something that should be considered.
All right. All right. Colin, appreciate you, and thanks for your service. Appreciate you being in the ranks of the blue. We appreciate that very much. All right. Colin from Decatur. Let me jump over to line five. Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Doing well, sir. And from that point, I'm going to say yes, as long as they can show competency with firearms,
yeah,
please do. Because when I grew up, we had a shotgun in the back of our pickup, our cars unlocked. It was a matter of training.
Yep,
and
it is.
And a lot of the teachers had firearms in the schools. And now we've got multiple local gun ranges here that teach churches to have a squad with firearms and that are permitted. Why not schools?
I'm with you, man, and I agree. I think it's a matter of both competence and confidence. You know, you have to know how to use it, be comfortable with how it operates, recognize the fundamentals of shooting, of marksmanship, but then you also have to have the confidence to use it when the time comes.
And the insurgent doesn't always come from the outside through a door. Sometimes it comes from the inside.
Good point.
You have a good
point.
One.
All right, Brian, take care, bud. All right, well, listen, so far that's 2 out of 2 saying, you know what, arm the teachers. As long as they know what they're doing, then why would we not? I'd love to hear more of you, 866-494-9866. So what are you saying, Copper? Grab the mic. What you got?
Oh, yeah, I agree. Arm them up. Also, yeah. You know, it's good to have some scary teachers sometimes. Put some fear of God into the bad guys, but also I think the students would respect those teachers, too, and turn their homework in on time.
that's a point. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, so Copper, I mean, you and I talked before. You've not spent a lot of time on a gun range. I mean, you personally, right?
I've been a couple times shooting.
Okay. If you were a teacher today, would you feel like you could have a gun in a safe in the drawer and feel comfortable with it? Or would you want to, you know, be sort of trained up, so to speak?
Oh, I definitely want to train up.
Okay, well, reasonable. You know, I've got family members that are in education, and I think they would feel the same way. So I say, here's where we are. If you feel like that you can put yourself in a position to adequately handle a firearm and you're willing to go through the training, I think it's time to reconsider this whole thing about arming teachers. So I'm sitting here right now looking at this article from AL.com, and it points out that right now, Mobile County Schools has 12 school resource officers stationed at each of the district's 12 high schools, but they have 90 schools overall. An annual student enrollment of 53,000. That's a big school district, man. That's a lot. And what I did not know until I read this article was the SROs they've got are unarmed. So I guess they're like bobbies in London walking around with nightsticks, and that's all they got. It does say the majority of the resource officers that work at the Mobile County School System are former law enforcement officers, either with Mobile Police or with Mobile County Sheriff's Department. They are well-trained. Okay, good. They're well-trained. Why aren't they armed? Because, you know, in Uvalde, Texas, when the guy walked in with an AR-15, what are you going to do, throw a brick at him? You got to have some standoff capability. You got to have the ability to take him out in the length of a hallway and not have to run down the hallway while he's armed and try to catch him. So truth be told, I think a firearm on your SROs just makes good sense. I'm not sure why they haven't done that yet. Probably because somebody was offended by it and scared to put guns in a school. Let's get over it. Bad guys are going to bring guns into school sometimes. Good guys need to be ready when they do. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We'll take that break. If somebody calls in, ask them to hang on. 866-494-9866. We are on Right Side Radio, and we're in the idea of armed schools being safe schools. All right. Copper, move us to a break. We are back, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, syndicated across the northern half of our state. And listen, I got one caller I'm about to jump on. I got, of course, my own sweet wife, Charlene, worked in a school for 15 years. I asked her what her thoughts were. She says she doesn't have a problem with teachers being armed as long as it's voluntary and they are, you know, equipped or trained for the mission. And I agree with that. That's exactly the way I would say it. And then I just got a text from Chad from Huntsville. Chad's got 3 great points. He says, I know plenty of firearms instructors in Alabama who would train willing teachers for free. I think that's probably true. I know some as well. He also says guns are an excellent deterrent. He said, I don't recall ever being a mass shooting at a gun show. I would agree. He said, and many of these school shooters are cowards who are detained alive. They don't want to die. And then the last thing he says is this would also expose the liberal AEA. He said, I bet my last dollar this is one of the teachers' rights that they would not support. And Chad, as always, man, spot on. Hey, I got a caller on line five. Let me jump over there and grab that. Mike from Coleman. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You
good? What's your thoughts?
I agree with Chad on the Teachers Association. They'll never agree with the guns in the school, because, and another reason is they're such big Democrat contributors that the Democrats don't want this to happen, because if what happens if they allow schools and teachers to have guns and then the gun violence goes down and proves that the Second Amendment works, and they don't want that. They'll sacrifice a few kids just to keep the rhetoric going that guns are bad. I don't think they'll ever allow teachers to have guns. Different associations might, or school systems may, arm their resource officers, but I don't think as an association in the whole, the teacher association, to support it.
Hey, Mike, great call, man. Spot on. I think you're probably right. And yeah. Anyway, hey, thanks for listening in Coleman, man. We appreciate you very much. Have a great day, a great weekend. All right, Boomer, you're sitting there. What do you think, bud? So we're looking at armed teachers. What are your thoughts? You're a dad of kids.
Yes, I am. And honestly, I think it's a great idea. I think if they want to be armed, I think they should be armed.
So voluntary.
Voluntary. I mean, my mom was a teacher.
Yeah.
So
for many years.
Yeah, for many years. I'm not sure if she would ever want to be armed, but I do know there were teachers in our school that have the credibility, that are competent and confident, that would want to carry.
Yeah, and you know what? I was on the board of that school. My wife worked at that school. I've known your mom for many, many years. I'm going to bet right now that some of the teachers already were armed in that school. What do you think?
I mean, I believe so. And honestly, I know there's private businesses out there that, I know we're not talking about private businesses or anything, but I was part of one, and I was trained. I was on a security team to carry.
And you're a gun guy, and so there's that, but you know, the level of training does not have to be to the same level of a, you know, APO certification for a police officer, but you get them past the initial shock, you show them how to operate this. And I would suggest this, not willy-nilly bring whatever firearm you got. Next thing you know, you've got somebody bringing their Desert Eagle 45 caliber 1911, which is probably overkill. Mm-hmm. How about we have a standardization and they go with, I don't know, I'm going to throw one out there, a 9mm Glock 19. Right. Everybody's got the same weapon. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what classroom you're at. You can expect that if you've been allowed or trained. I'm spitballing right now.
Right.
But it seems to me, it's like the military, some standardization and some training. And make sure that's a voluntary thing.
And could it even be one of those things, maybe it's not on them, maybe it's somewhere where they could get to it instead, you know, if that's an issue.
I don't think we're going to have open carry teachers.
Right.
I don't see that. But I do see the possibility that, like, in the storage closet right next to their desk or in the drawer, they have a biometric locked box. Mm-hmm. And they can reach in there very quickly and they can get it open, but mm-hmm. students can't and it's not accessible. I think so. All right. Good job, Boomer. Appreciate it, man. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, folks, when we get back from this break, we're going to take in just a minute. I'm going to tell you about, and I've told it once before to this audience, but it fits this segment so well that I've got to say it again. As communities are looking right now what to do, I got to tell you about the little town of Altoona and what they did to make sure they got an SRO to a nearby school that was not even in their community. What steps they went through to make sure they got it done. And it just so impressed me back when all that occurred. So, yeah, it's an important deal. We're going to keep on with this. I got a little more on this topic here. I'm not done yet. And if you want to call in, we're going to have a break here in a moment, but if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, are armed schools safe schools? Maybe the better title is, are armed schools safer schools? But regardless, the idea that you've got, and Mobile, what are you doing? Mobile with SROs that are not armed. I don't get that at all. I just don't. Hey, Copper, I know we got a caller coming, but we're down to 10 seconds. So if you would just tell them to hang on during the break or call right back, I sure would appreciate it because I want to hear what he has to say. All right, folks, listen. We're going to go to this break right now. We're going to come back, and we're going to stay on this topic. 866-494-9866. Arm the teachers. Guns in the classroom. It's not the Wild West, but there is potentially a way. Are you for it or are you getting it? Call and tell me. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. That's us, saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Hey, listen, I got somebody who held on during the break, and I certainly appreciate their patience. Let me just jump over there and grab that real quick. Line two, Howard from Athens. Howard, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's your thoughts?
Well, I believe that most of these people that do these shootings are big chickens. And the reason why they go for these unarmed schools and grocery stores and stuff like that is because nobody's going to shoot back at them.
Yeah.
And they're such a chicken that somebody's going to shoot them that they, most of them end up shooting themselves. And it's if we're armed, then they think twice. And I think we ought to arm all our teachers.
Well, that's a good word, and I think you're right. I think they choose the soft target on purpose. I mean, maybe some of them have a grudge with a teacher or something, but for the most part, they're just cowards, and they are looking at a soft target because they know there's nobody there to shoot back. And I think you're exactly right, Howard. Hey, great call, man. Thanks for holding on during the break. We appreciate you. Copper, what'd you have? You had somebody called in, just left a message. What was that?
Copper. Don said that he thinks we should put out signs outside schools saying that teachers are armed, even if they're not, and that'll still deter criminals.
You know what? I get it. It's sort of like saying, you know, beware of dog, and there's no dog in the backyard.
Yeah.
But it's, I think there needs to be some truth in advertising. I mean, I think if there's armed, I think you need to go ahead and say, just put a sign out front that says this school is armed, and you know, SROs are armed. Don't. By the way, why would you? This is America. Why are we sending police officers into any situation to do their job unarmed? That just reeks of you know, liberal soft on the issues kind of folk. That just ugh. Anyway, let me tell you about the town of Altoona. So I got a caller. Let me just jump on that then. I don't want to delay my caller, so I'll do that first. Line three, Tom from Moulton. Tom, how you doing?
Good. You doing all right today?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
The teachers having guns in the schools.
Yeah.
One of the things, I've been in the industry for 32 years, and one of the things that we've had and used is like a fire brigade or different things like that, where you have certain people set up, and you could only have maybe four people that are set up in the school that could use the guns. And you wouldn't have to have a broad spread of people and just everybody with guns. You could have a set up protection brigade, if you will.
Yeah, I get it. You know, Alabama kind of has that right now. Something I haven't had a chance to even touch on yet, because I've been taking calls, which is great, is Alabama does have a thing since 2018 called the Alabama Sentry Program, where there are administrators in the school, no teachers, just administrators, that are the designated, you know, gun users, if you will, in the school.
But if you have that and if it's set up, then you know, you have a big deterrent for anybody wanting to come in. I agree with some of the other callers. They're not going to come in and confront somebody that's armed.
Nope, I totally agree. Tom, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. All right. So let me tell you about the town of Altoona. Small town in Etowah County. It was a part of my district, but you know, I also practice law in that area, and I got a call once from the town. The mayor of Altoona there was a small elementary school just outside of town. It was a county school. You talk about being out there, man. This school, basically, you had to want to go there to go there, if you know what I mean. There were no on the way to somewhere else you passed by it. You literally had to want to go out there to where this school was. The closest community was Altoona. Altoona with a population of like 950. Small town, love that town. Just the best, just the salt of the earth, just the greatest folks. And I got really fond of that community when I was in the state senate. But I got a call one day. The mayor said, "Phil, we want to do something about, you know, this school." And he said they don't have an SRO. The county will help, but the county can't get somebody out here right now, and it's outside of our police jurisdiction. He said, "We are willing, and we've talked to some of the landowners. We are willing to help annex property just enough to where our borders contiguously touch the school property so that we can pay to put an SRO there." And the landowners say they're willing to do it. So what we literally did, so as an attorney, I helped him with this. We literally ran a strip. I mean, I'm not talking about took up acreages and eminent domain, nothing like that. It was all by consent. Landowners were like, "Yes, I'm for that. Let's do it." And so literally, if you look at the map of the municipal limits now, there's a strip of land that runs along the state highway that goes outside the limits of Altoona proper, runs down the highway, then it has to go up through someone's farm and across the backside of that property and then connect to this little elementary school. And that's what it took. And once they did that, the county signed an agreement, and next thing you know, the little town of Altoona put an armed SRO at that school. That's how willing they were to do what it took. And that's been several years ago. That was after the Parkland shooting, I believe, one of the two, roughly around the 2015-16 time frame. I got another caller on line four. Let me grab that. Line four, Jeff from Decatur. Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, with the discussion on arming the teachers, I was wondering if there's been any talk at all. I know the like SWAT teams and some of the military, like hostage rescue type, they have the ballistic shielding that they carry around. I wonder if there's any thoughts of equipping some of the facility or faculty with that, where they could be basically able to put up a mobile barricade for the children, or even push up and hem in the shooter.
You know, I don't know the answer to that. You know, if you look at the video of the Uvalde police officers basically not responding, they had ballistic shields in the hallways with them.
Right.
And I've never heard, you know, that's a great point. I've never heard of anybody talking about putting ballistic shields into like the storage closet in the front office so that you can use them as a means of shielding kids to get out of it. I've never heard anybody talk about that. I'm not sure how feasible it'd be, but it's an interesting idea, Jeff.
Okay. I mean, I just, you know, teachers that would be not comfortable with the firearms, I'm thinking they, you know, if they're willing to put themselves in the way, protect the children, do anything we can to help them, make them more effective.
Yeah. And there are teachers who I know in some of these school shootings have literally sacrificed themselves to save kids.
Right.
And they were heroes in the process. Jeff, great call, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. Stay in the audience. We love having folks like you in. All right. So, yeah, what are other states doing? Well, let me find my article, because I had multiple articles here that talk about what other states are doing. And now I got to weed through, because I didn't go through my resources like I usually do. First of all, I mentioned a moment ago that we do have a thing currently in place. Here we go. A thing currently in place called the Alabama Sentry Program. It's a voluntary program. It started in 2018. Here are the standards for it. It's only for administrators. Teachers need not apply, I guess. But administrators who want to qualify to be what they call Alabama Sentries, they have to hold an Alabama School Administrator Certificate. They have to have a concealed carry permit. That's in 2018. We did away with concealed carry permit requirements, although they may still do something with it now. I don't know. Which maybe means they want a background check. They have to work at a school that does not have a resource officer. Which, you know, I look at this and think, okay, This is pretty feckless. It seems it doesn't feel like there's enough here, but we have resource officers in Mobile, but they're unarmed. Does that mean now you can't have an Alabama sentry because you do have a resource officer there, even though he or she is unarmed? Anyway, you have to also pass a drug screen and a mental health assessment and a stress test. You have to be sworn in as a reserve deputy. You have to undergo mandatory training that's designed and put on by ALEA. And you have to be subject to random drug screenings. I mean, my gosh. I know. Boomer's giving me the look like, what in God's name? Yes, it's... I don't feel good about this. Anyway, here's the thing. What do other states do? Well, I'm looking at an article from June of this year, AL.com. Title of it is Alabama Police Chief, Do Not Arm the Teachers. So Chief John Barber from the Eastern Shore Police Agency, he doesn't like the idea. But what I did find within the article is there are 28 states that currently allow schools to arm teachers or staff in at least some cases, or part of a specific program. Alabama does allow it through the limited capacity in the Alabama Sentry program I just described. But at least 9 states, including Tennessee and Florida, specifically list school employees as being exempt from any bans on firearms on K-12 school grounds. In other words, they can conceal carry on the property. And then Tennessee and Florida are among 7 states that require teachers complete a gun training program. That's interesting. I did not know that. Hey, Copper, I got a moment here for a call. If that's a quick one, can you get him on, or are we good enough? We lost that. Okay, all right. Well, tell you what, Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. We'll take the last break of the day and come back from that. It is Friday, y'all. A bunch of y'all are already on the road, and we're just finishing this discussion. Obviously, I did not get to number 3 on the Triple Dipper again today. That just happens. You know what? That means we had a good show. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Should we arm the teachers? Are armed schools safer? Call in if you want to. We got time for one or two more. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Copper, I was reading your tome there on the board. And yes, I get it. Hey, are we still good on line 5? I know he held on during the break. Let me just jump over there. And hey, Paul, this is Phil Williams. How you doing today? Did we lose Paul?
Oh, dear. All right, I'll try again.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can get Paul back in. But nonetheless, hey, folks, while you're waiting on that, I got to remind you of something. So, you know, you hear me talk about Just Love Coffee all the time. Just Love Coffee Cafe, I love that place. And they've got 2 locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they are not just an organization that serves great coffees. I'm talking gourmet blends and dry roast coffees, all of it. Charlene calls some of those the treat coffees, like the cappuccinos and the lattes and the espressos. But they've also got great food, including breakfast food, and including, by the way, that tomorrow they do one of the things they also do very well, which is giving back to the community. These folks are so awesome. So they literally... Part of their mission in life at Just Love Coffee Cafe is to give back to the community. And tomorrow, at their Madison location, they are doing an awareness and fundraiser for the Maria House. Maria House serves local single women, mothers of children, women in crisis. And so, yeah, if you're thinking about breakfast out on a Saturday morning, let me encourage you, go to Just Love Coffee Cafe, especially the one in the Madison area on Hughes Road, because they are literally doing something big to support the Maria House, which is there for women in crisis. I think that's a big deal. So check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Copper, did we get him back? Just give me a highlight on his name.
Yes,
if we're
we
good
did.
To go. Oh, good enough. All right, let me grab the phone then real quick. Line 5, Paul, how you doing today?
I'm great. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I can hear you fine. What's on your mind?
All right. Awesome. Well, I was listening to you talking about the school shootings and whatnot, and I just wondered, could not we design or come up with something to do with drones that could go in to solve this issue or maybe address it at some time or another?
Well, actually, some of that technology currently exists. Now, I don't know that you can do a breach with a drone, but, I mean, if you got somebody who's barricaded in, It's still going to likely take, you know, an HRT team going in with physical force, but drones and but not only aerial drones, but unmanned vehicles like small remotes can go in and with cameras and see what's what.
Right. I was just trying to think of everyone's safety, but I listen to you a lot and enjoy the show all the time. So kudos to you and the whole show there. I appreciate you guys being on.
All right, Paul, thanks so much, man. You have a great weekend. Thanks for being in the audience. All right, listen, time now, 4:56 p.m. I'll just tell you, I think this is going to be examined. I would not be a bit surprised to find out the legislature is going to take this up this year or this next session. I think it's important. I think it's time. So we've had the Alabama Sentry program with the potential for armed administrators since 2018. Have you heard of any incidents? No, I haven't either. We have any number of people in other states that have been, you know, taken off of the do not carry list in K-12 settings if they work there. And I haven't heard of any incidents. We know for a fact that in some communities like Kennesaw, Georgia, having an ordinance in place that says that there will be households that have guns, the crime rate is lower. And I don't know if I've heard of any incidents that would cause me to change my opinion on that. I also do know, though, that it requires some measure of competence and confidence in the use of a firearm. So I'm not suggesting that we have open carry teachers in every classroom. We're not there, and we shouldn't have to be there. But I think it's important that the bad guys know that somewhere within the walls of that brick-and-mortar school, there are individuals who are not only carrying, but they're trained to carry. Or at the very least, they have access to the weapon. And as they attempt to perpetrate crimes upon our kids, they should know that the swift deterrent is not just from the law enforcement on the outside of the walls, it's from the people inside the walls. And some of those people have already given their lives trying to shield our kids. And you know for a fact that if they were willing to put themselves between a bullet and a child, they would have been willing at the same time to fire back. And I don't have an issue with it. And maybe that's mostly me, but it sounds like it's a lot of y'all too. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, it's been a fun show because we have a great audience, man. We got an awesome audience. We'll be back here on Monday, 2 p.m., Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. We'll see you guys on Monday.